speak. I want to be heard.
Gentlemen, staff departmental update, Road and Bridge.
Good morning. Basically, I just had one item I wanted to give you an update on, and that's our Slough Holler Road project. It's nearing completion, but we've got a couple issues on it. One, in particular, the big 10-foot culverts. The contractor is right now going to have to remove and reinstall them. You didn't get them installed correctly the first time.
Wow.
You haven't chipped and sealed it yet, have you? Gotcha.
I got some pictures I'm going to share with you, and here's one of the issues showing why it's not. By standards, you don't put big pipe bottom up together. This is the reason you get this kind of problem.
The gap between, you mean?
Right.
Which will cause
there's no
erosion,
compaction.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So that's the reason I talked with Mike Cantrell and also Dale Gunter, and they instructed him to.
Wow, that's huge.
So that's
a big deal, isn't it?
That's a big issue. And I'm going on other engineers. Reasoning behind that, and by standards, there should be at least 3 foot between these two pipes.
And the specs clearly showed that.
The plans show that also. Even the previous pipes weren't installed.
Okay.
And this is a state inspected
structure.
Once it's done, anyway, the state will inspect it every 2 years.
Is this somebody who hasn't done it before?
I don't know, but this, when I seen this, that was a big issue right off.
It's an expensive mistake, okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to be on their part.
Right.
The other issue, and I've got a couple other pictures, and we'll deal with this right now. If you got an email or you're going to have an email.
Yes.
These are fairly steep slopes. The road, the surface is good. I mean, they've done a great job on the surface, and it's done as per the plans. And it doesn't require ditches, except for a couple of critical areas that had ditches previous, and they're there. But
Randy, is that 1-to-1, or what is that they've got
That's about a 1.5-to-1 in some of these areas, and the plans show at least a 2-to-1. Most areas will meet that close, but this area in particular is one area that, in around the culverts.
Yeah.
That's a steep area. And
so you're talking guardrails with them right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. And right now,
if in fact those went in, how much of this road would we lose? They can't put it right on the edge, right?
Right.
They can't put them right on the edge.
The guardrail can't go right on the edge, no. You got to have at least a little bit of stuff there backing it up for support. So, and I think there's width enough to accommodate that as far as guardrail installation. There's no guardrail shown on the plans, so. And it just wasn't. And per conversations with Dale Gunter, that was evidently previously discussed about it. I need to pull those minutes, and I don't remember what time frame that was.
What was discussed?
He's stating that if there was discussion, our recorder was recording, and therefore it should reflect whether or not it was discussed.
What was discussed?
Guardrail.
Oh.
Yeah, get that.
I mean, we're dealing with a federal agency and Arkansas Fish and Game. They should, they approve the engineering plans and all that kind of stuff. So,
Brian, this should have never happened from the onset. That's just standard practice, construction practices. I mean,
so when were we supposed to hear back from them, Randy?
that, I'm going to have to get in contact with him again to see.
But we've got a...
I did get an email from Nikki, and I think he got it.
Yeah. So, because if there's any addition, add to this thing, we don't want the expense of the chip and seal if we need to do something different.
Yeah, right now all that's on hold till get this problem solved, and then the others still in discussion, I guess. So until I find out some more. Yeah.
And to my understanding, as I know they wanted to get it covered. But to my understanding and what we've done in the past, you boys have been here doing this way longer than I have. The longer it sets, the better.
Right. I mean, there's,
you know,
the base is there. It was installed. It was compacted. But it basically isn't going to hurt to sit there for a little while. I mean, if it needs some additional material, we can always install that. If something happens, a creek gets up over it. I mean, that's not uncommon, so.
The only thing that concerns me a little bit there, Randy, is the culverts that they're going to have to replace. When they take those out, there's going to be settling in a dip or a hump or something there where that's taken out. Where they take those out and replace them? A lot of times, if you've already got a road that's this far along and then set there that long, well, if we tried to go ahead and chip and seal over something fresh that they put in, we'd probably have a dip or a hump in it.
Well, right, and that's one of the issues by these having to come out is this would have caused problems later on. And when, I don't know, but... if he gets them installed correctly, you should be able to get compaction completely around these pipes. Right now, I don't think he can get it right now.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with the Slough Hollow project. So I just wanted to bring that up to your attention. Why?
So when are they going back out? When are they going out to investigate or inspect?
To do the culverts right now?
The guardrail. The culverts will fix itself eventually. I'm concerned with the guardrail. When are we going to find out if they're going to put them in or not?
That basically, in talking with this gentleman, it's not in the plans. It's not up to them to install a guardrail, but I don't know that that's necessarily true. I'd like to find the minutes from previous discussions, whether that was discussed about. But under standard practices with engineering, if you redo a road or under construction, if you create a situation with a road, I think that should be...
But it's a state road.
It's a what? It's a county-maintained road. The structure with the culverts, because of the dimensions of the culverts, makes it a state-inspected structure. That's just the structure. It has nothing to do with the guardrail.
Any of those things that reach a certain size limit on those where it carries so much water, that's all?
Then that falls under guidelines of state. Anything that has a 20-foot overall opening, no matter what type of structure, if it's got a consistent 20-foot type openings, which the two 10-foot fall under them guidelines, so that's the reason it's inspected. The guardrail is another issue, and right now they don't have that detail in the plans. There's nothing in the plans pertaining to guardrail.
What length would we be talking? What distance?
Distance, you're talking in excess of 3/4 of a mile of guardrail.
What distance around that corner?
Around that corner, you're probably looking at 1,000 feet from beginning to end altogether. Just that, it's going to be about the same amount as similar to a KDOT project. We've got to do both sides on each side of that culvert, plus then we have to do the creek side on distance.
We didn't have the problem before. They built the road up, and now we've got the problem.
Created the problem.
Created more problem. of a so, steep end slope.
Right. Well, I mean, we had ditch on the other side and everything when we had it, and didn't have a 2% slope off to the edge. So it's something to be talked about, discussed later.
Okay.
I got it down for.
Okay. Well, that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Is that what you had?
That's all I asked for on this particular meeting.
We had a couple of tree situations in two or three different locations. One was down at Val Cove's.
Yes.
The other one was over on a dead tree that was on
Boys Camp Road.
Boys Camp Road. Any of those things that lay within, even if the tree itself doesn't, the base of the tree doesn't lay upon county property, if the overhanging limbs lay upon county property, well then take it down, or at least take it off the side there. If we got dead limbs that's fallen, we just can't have that. Fall at night when it's raining or storming and somebody runs over them and pushes them off or tears a vehicle up. You guys going along with that? We want those removed and pretty well immediately.
Okay. Generally, the trees that would create a potential hazard for the roadway, we pretty well can take care of. I mean, we've never had too much of an issue if we know about them, but the ones that we have a concern with is some of them are within the right-of-way. We've got to find where the right-of-way is to make sure, and then some of these have been there for many, many years. So
we were pursuing the one on Cove.
We're pursuing that. Right? I'm waiting on get survey done just to make sure we're correct on that. The other, I got one at Valley View that has a similar situation. We need to correct a drainage problem there, but we've got a huge tree that to fix part of the problem, it's going to end up hurting the tree because of roots, or the tree needs to be removed to give us enough room to do the ditch line. I did get the message on the one on Boys Camp we got to deal with. That's a dead tree. It's going to be a hazard, so we'll take care of that. So. I will tell you they are installing the bridge deck starting this morning. I think at noon they'll be doing that. It'll be a two-day process on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge project. So that's going to happen the next 2 days. And so that's not too far from being completed. We'll need at least a couple weeks to do road work each approach and get everything back in line once the bridge deck is set. So that project's nearing completion. You have anything? That's all I have. You guys have anything?
What, I got one more question to ask, and I don't know. You guys need to be thinking about how we were going to approach that. At one time we had talked about taking and turning the building in at C Mills up here into a paint and body shop, because some of the trucks and some of the equipment are in pretty reaching the point of needing some repair and some paint. Have we explored that anymore?
I did meet with a representative with O'Reilly's to find out some of the critical things as far as when you're doing painting, and it's not going to be that hard to meet that type of guidelines. But as far as getting a cost, I was leaving that up to Harlan to pursue that and get what was needed to create that building into that environment.
But
That'll have to go out for bid if it's...
Right, it'll have to go out for bid, but kind of getting a ballpark idea that...
be something Ron will have
to... I wasn't pursuing that. I was leaving that up to him to pursue that. But there is a need for all of our equipment at some point in time is going to need to be repainted, especially the equipment we use in snow removal. That's what we're seeing the most of right now is a lot of paint.
A lot of chip paint and stuff on the side of the trucks.
Trucks are starting to look pretty bad when they pretty well rust over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's going to periodically need to be painted. And that would be a big help just in that equipment itself. So a
lot of cost savings to what we're talking about. We're
not talking a great deal of equipment to basically make that building capable of doing that on a... I'm not talking on a big scale. I mean on a scale that makes it to a...
I guess what I'm saying to you is go ahead and pursue that. Is that all right with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do that. And give us some idea because we... And it would be a multi-use facility for the county. It's not just road and bridge, but for the sheriff's cars and the other vehicles that we have.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And you'll check on the airport. You'll talk
with
Mark Parent about
that.
That.
We'll get with Mark Parent and look at the parking lot.
Yeah, and we need to bring us a cost estimate on from chip and seal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We need to look at all the options.
Right. We'll get with him.
That'd be easy to chip and seal long stretches and wide.
Thank you, guys.
Are you two giving the presentation today?
No. Well, we were just here for support to Nikki. She just asked us to be here to support her.
Because we're such a rough crowd.
But you can. It could just move right forward.
Yeah.
Or Nikki, you can come down now and give your presentation.
Oh, Nikki.
Let's stand in recess until our next presenters are ready to move forward.